This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
30 seconds on the power play. Rodriguez to Bennett. Bennett at the line. Long shot. He scores! Sam Bennett! A long-distance shot from just inside the blue line. It's a power play goal. It made its way through the traffic, and the Panthers have a 4-1 lead.
Florida Radio with the call. Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Getting ready for game one tonight at the AAC. Hopefully close to a 7 p.m. puck drop of the Western Conference Final. Sean McDonough will have the call on TV. He joined us 1 hour ago. This is Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Ross in for Pepe and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's prediction time at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. As RJ Choppy called the last series, did you say sweep or did you say gentleman's sweep? I think you went.
I said gentleman's sweep, all
right.
I think.
Either way, I was wrong, but I was right.
You said stars in four.
That's right. I started that. And then we lost game two. And I was like, well, it's going to be five.
Yeah. And then it was six.
And then it was six.
Well, you felt confident about them winning. And we'll get to that in just a second. Bobby, let's finish up the rest of the preview from ESPN.
Yeah. And so what we learned about the Oilers is that their goalie confidence rating is the worst of the four teams left in the postseason. They talk about how deep this team is. And that's one of the ways that they're really attacking teams right now is that their depth is a lot for teams to stand. Now, where are they weak? And this is what ESPN says is the X factor for the conference finals, and it's something we talked about yesterday with Gregor, the special teams. So the Oilers had the best penalty kill in the 2024 playoffs at 94%, which is one of the best rates in Stanley Cup playoff history. Couple that with what was the second best power play, and it's what made the Oilers a threat in every situation last spring. This postseason, however, has been different. On the whole, their power play is still succeeding at a rate of 25%, which is good enough for sixth among the 16 playoff teams, but their penalty kill 66.7% is 14th in the NHL out of the playoff teams. So 14th out of 16 teams. It's by far the worst remaining of the four teams. Can they make the necessary adjustments? They had the worst power play of any team in the second round with a 9.1% success rate on the extra skater advantage, while their penalty kill was tied for the second lowest mark of the eight teams at 76.9%. And that's an area where Dallas has been really strong during this postseason, is killing penalties. They've, outside of, I think it was game five, where they gave up two to Winnipeg, they had gone on a run of like seven straight games where they killed every penalty. They've been really, really good on the penalty kill. So that advantage, the extra skater advantage on either side, is the big thing that ESPN thinks will settle this.
One thing to note here, and this goes back to the last series. So they did get off to bad starts in games one and two. Knights were up 2-0 early in game one, and they wound up losing like 4-2. And then you go to game two, Knights are up 1-0, and Edmonton comes back and winds up winning. Vegas had 11 players finish with more than 10 goals in the regular season, and 11 players had more than 30 points. But against Edmonton, Jack Eichel, 0 goals for Vegas in that series. Barbashev, Hurdle, Howden went from scoring 78 goals in the regular season, 0 against Edmonton. So, like, even the Knights defensemen had 35 goals in the regular season. They had just one in the postseason. So they did a really nice job. They did a really nice job on them. You know, the Stars, though, when you look at it, you know, the Stars rank third during the Stanley Cup playoffs with a 31% success rate. They have the highest power play percentage among teams alive in the postseason. So we are looking at object, movable object, whatever, unstoppable force kind of thing, all that crap. But, you know, this is going to be, I think, a fun series. I think it's going to be a long series. I don't think it's going to be Stars in four or anything. But I think the Stars could get it done in six. I don't see either team winning this thing in five games.
What are the experts picking?
So the experts,
so-called,
and yeah, there's
only God's an expert, Ernie.
That's right. 24 of them, 24 ESPN analysts, including Sean McDonough.
McDonough made a pick. I thought that was against play-by-play code.
It's against Kirk Herbstreit code.
NFL Network won't let a lot of people pick.
Wow, I'm stunned.
And Bob Wischusen, who's done a lot of the Stars games too, both picked Stars in seven. In fact, of the 24 analysts that picked, 17 have the Stars. Almost the shortest. Yeah, everybody picked either six or seven games for both teams. Not a single person sees this thing getting over in five.
Yeah, and one of those people picking the Oilers is Mark Messier, by the way, who is just always going to pick the Oilers.
Okay, I could buy that.
Gretzky came in the locker room, the Stars locker room, the other day, and they're like, "Who you got?" And he's like, "Thank you. Let's just enjoy tonight." Man, Gretzky was looking rough. Does he look rough on TV?
How old is he now?
It was like 66 or something. I looked it up yesterday. People didn't know whether he was having fun at the 64. Arena. 64.
Wow.
I hope he was having fun because he was looking a little rough.
Meanwhile, on the other side, 19 of the 24 pick the Panthers. So 19 of the 24 pick Florida. Do you want to know the seven that picked the Oilers? Buchagross. Ryan Clark. I don't know if it's the same Ryan Clark.
Nope,
Ryan
it's S. Not. Clark.
Who'd RG3 pick?
Megan Chaka. And you've got Vince Massey, Mark Messier, and Mike Menaco, and then Adra Okal.
All right, I asked
Monaco or Menaco, but Bad Bunny says Monaco.
I asked the Tolos. I just put it out at 1053SS on X or Twitter, 1053SS. Stars in six or seven, Oilers in six or seven, Stars in four or five, Oilers in four or five. Stars in six or seven is leading the way from the Tolos at 72%. 14% saying Oilers in six or seven. 13% saying Stars in four or five. So you're going to go with Stars in six.
Six. Yeah. Edmonton's played really well on the road. They played really well on the road in this last series against Vegas. They had three wins on the road. So that's the one tough thing about this, about the Stars winning in six, is that they are not facing a team who is scared of a road environment. Winnipeg was scared of road environment. This is as good as it gets. I mean, you know, from one of the Hockey Canada team, you know, arenas are a different animal in general. But from an American arena, like the Stars arena is showing that it's pretty legit. It's a pretty good home ice advantage.
Put McDavid, explain it to me in other terms, in other sports. Put McDavid in a sports comparison of like Ant, SGA.
Angel Reese.
I mean, is he heads and shoulders above them in terms of the next, like we're witnessing.
Oh, he's the Sydney, right, of right now.
Yeah.
He's all that. He is as good as it gets, and he can do it in a bunch of different ways. He doesn't have to score. He doesn't have to be a guy that just scores. I mean, you can see it by his numbers this postseason. He only has the three goals, but he's got like 14 assists. You know, he's got a ton. And that means something in hockey, because how many of those assists are redirected goals? How many of those are they're taking all their attention on you and you're able to dish and you're putting the puck in a spot where it's not bouncing, it's on the ice, they can handle it. So he's all that, man. He's phenomenal.
Bob, what's the pick?
So I've been encouraged hearing some of the analysis about the Oilers, because they're talking about them as not being the same type of physical team that, you know, Dallas played with Winnipeg.
Florida
and Colorado
would be the physical team.
So the fact that you're not getting a physical team, and apparently, you know, Dallas is more kind of finesse open ice style will be able to flourish a little bit better. That makes me feel good about this. The fact that they seem to have the goalie advantage makes me feel better about this. I'm going to go Stars in seven. Pete DeBoer does it again in game seven. I will say this is an interesting note I saw in the Yahoo preview for the series from Caleb Kearney at the Hockey News. He said that the expectation is that the Oilers are going to put Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl back together to kick off the series. He said that in the playoffs, McDavid and Draisaitl together, the Oilers have outscored the opposition 10-6. When it's just McDavid without Draisaitl, the Oilers have been outscored 4-2. And so they're probably going to pair them back together to start this series is what it sounds like and try to take advantage of that. But I'm going Stars in seven.
My buddy who's a Vegas season ticket holder, he's like, Oilers have no goaltending. The Knights were slow. The Knights look slow in the series. You go Stars in six.
I'm going to pick Stars in six as well. Everything sounds right to me. It looks right on paper. The only thing I can't account for is they're two big dogs and how much of a difference they're going to be.
They are. I mean,
in terms of just taking over their Batman and Robin.
Well, Connor did it last year.
They're Pickens and Lamb.
Right. I mean, he did it last year. I mean, he took over the entire postseason until he got to the finals. And even then, I mean, he was helpless out there with everybody else. So he is. I mean, Connor is all that. It's just a matter of the depth, and the Stars have got to get more than their goals from just the five.
You know,
that have scored 81% of their goals, that's going to have to be a little bit different.
You know who we really need to hear from on this, Sean, is MoneyPuck.com, which is picking the Dallas Stars in seven games to win this based on their model projection.
Jared Sandler had texted me before the Oilers guest yesterday, and he said, I think it's going to be really high scoring because Sandler loves hockey. And then the Oilers guest came on and was like, basically saying, whoever told you that is a moron.
How do you like a Sandler?
He was. and Jared had said, look, the Stars need depth to produce. No way they win this series without it. Need two or three of Marchment, Robo, Duchesne, Sagan, Wyatt to have a really good series. Got to be prepared to win 6-5 games. My guess is the team that wins the series will need four goals in three or four wins. Maybe not, but can't expect to win 4 2-1 games. And I said, why do you think the scoring is so high? Especially after this Oilers guest came on. He said, just the nature of the styles of play. Otter is good, but he isn't amazing. The Stars are not the grindiest of teams. Just seems to lend to scoring. So his prediction is high scoring. A guy yesterday said, no.
There are there are a subset of Stars fans that are like that don't love Otter as the elite goaltender.
Really?
I don't know. If they're just like, I don't want to say biased, but they have a few games stuck in their heads.
Okay.
And he has had those games where he was just not great. But go look at the Edmonton games against Vegas. The goal totals, the total goals for the games. Game one totaled 6 goals. So not 6-5, 6 goals total.
Yeah.
Game two totaled 9. Game three was 7. Game four was 3. And game five was 1. So, I mean, those are low scoring. And that's, I mean, who knows?
Head to head in the regular season, the Stars took 2 of 3. They scored 12 goals. Edmonton scored 9. Power play percentage, the Stars were 57%. The Oilers were 25%. So just some things to know. And let us know if you're going tonight. Game one at the AAC. Jake Rietma will be in studio at 7 tomorrow to recap, along with all of your phone calls and your text messages. But we got to go to New York. It was not a fun opener for the Rangers offense. Let's find out about it from Brett Boone. The Rangers hitting coach joins us live as he does every hump day. Next.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the Fan.
Here's the set. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit deep to right field. Back goes Judge to the wall. It is history. A two-run homer for Jonah Heim. The Rangers are on the board, and they are not yet dead. Yankees 5, Rangers 2.
Not enough last night in the Bronx as the Rangers lose the opener 5-2. Let's talk about it on your home of the Rangers with Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Brett, thank you for making the time as always. What was that moment like? You're standing in Yankee Stadium exchanging the lineup card with your freaking brother on opposite ends.
I was like, can we get this circus over with? Get on with the game. No, it's, you know, as much as has been made of this, and there's been a lot of fanfare to this point, and it's, I've got a little more to do today and tomorrow, but we leave New York. It'll be a little more normal. See, listen, I understand the story. I think it's cool. I'm proud of everything my brother's done. It was kind of interesting being back in the fold and kind of being across the way from him. Once that game started, it didn't matter to me who was managing on the other side. My job is to try to prepare my hitters as well as I can to go out and try to win a game. So, yeah, the behind-the-scenes stuff, the getting to see him on the off day and having dinner with him and Aaron's family, that's going to be a perk of this. But as far as once that game starts, it's no big deal. It's not, my brother's over there. And it's, no, we got to beat this Yankee team. So, it kind of goes with the territory of kind of my whole life has had little things like this to do when it comes to our family. But it's not something – you know, it's something I'm proud of. At the same time, I just like when that game starts and we can get past it all.
So last night, the local TV broadcast is zooming in on you. I think Wyatt was up, and I'm just dying to know what's going on in your mind from your perspective. And I think you were like, come on, Wyatt, let's go. But your impact and role this week compared to last week and how we're progressing with this.
Well, I think you know, I've always said it's a process, and it's, I know the guys a little bit better than I did a week ago. I'm learning a lot, to be honest with you, in the last couple of weeks. I'm learning how, man, this side of the ledger, and it's really tough. I mean, I don't have to physically go out there and perform. That's probably the toughest thing to do, but the emotions of living and dying with these guys every day, seeing their work that goes in behind the scenes and how great they've been working. And sometimes it translates to the field and sometimes it doesn't. It's tough to, you forget sometimes. You're sitting there. We had a lot of called strike threes last night, and I'm just kind of I'm inside. I'm going, oh, come on. What are we doing? You know, and then I'm thinking, wait a minute, come back to earth. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's a lot tougher than it looks from the bench. But, you know, last night was one of those games where we just couldn't get off the mat and we couldn't get anything going. But late in the game and in the ninth inning, you know, it goes for naught and we end up losing the game handily. But little things like the Jonah Heim home run, those build on tomorrow. Little things like, hey, we made him get Weaver up and get Weaver in the game. Those little things over the course of a season are important. Even though we didn't win the game, we did a lot of positive things at the end of the game, which might impact today. Jonah Heim went to sleep last night going, all right, I got one. And he's starting to feel better at the plate. I can see it from a week ago where he was. So where I'm always looking for those little victories. You know, I have little talks with guys away from the field and on the bus ride home. I said, this game is so hard and it's so negative. Sometimes you got to find a little bit of a win when it was a losing night to get you to the next day. And guys it's starting to resonate with some players. I'm still getting in there. I'm still getting to know guys, but it's definitely, I have further along advanced relationships with the hitters than I did a week ago. So we're going in the right direction. This team is a talented team. You know, I can't wait to get a Corey Seager back. You look over there at Aaron Judge, man, that's a pretty big weapon. And I'm going, well, we got one of those weapons. Our guy's just on the aisle right now. When he gets back, to plop him into the middle of this mix is going to be a huge thing. But we've got to wait it out. And in the meantime, we're winning some games. And we've got a lot of talented guys around this offense. A couple guys are struggling. A couple guys have struggled or coming out. It's an ebb and flow of that. But all in all, we're going to be all right. And we're going to be a real good team. We're going to go to the postseason. And you know, we'll see what happens from there.
Let's go. Brett Boone joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, Mike Bassick talked about it on the broadcast, how you're preaching, watch the game. Watch the game. Follow the game. Pay attention. And, you know, he even brought up second inning. You can already see what Warren's pitch sequence was. Is there a feel for the game? Because, you know, when you take a lot of pitches, strike three looking, are those just guesses that go wrong? Is that oftentimes what it is?
Well, I think we get to two strikes. And, you know, I like to call it an educated guess, but we still got to be aware of the other pitch. And we got to be able to touch that, foul that pitch off. You know, it's so different because a lot of the times I had a certain way of doing it. I had a certain way of preparing. I was a big guy, go up there and sit on a pitch, and I'm not guessing with the pitch. It's like sometimes I got to wait you out, and it's going to take me four pitches. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that works for player X or player. My job is to find out what does work. The plan is what's important. The approach is what's important. It doesn't mean we all have to have the same. You know, I never forget that these guys are big league players. These guys are accomplished players. A lot of guys in that lineup. These guys have won a World Series in recent times. So it's not like I'm at instructional ball teaching these guys how to hit. I mean, these guys are accomplished big league hitters. I just really want to hone in on, it's not a blanket way to go about hitting. But let's get your individual way. Make sure you prep to the best of your ability for each and every at bat. And one way might be for a Sam Haggerty, is not going to be for a Jock Peterson, is not going to be a Marcus Semien. I don't care about the process. I care about you having an individual plan for your skill set. And that's what I'm really talking to guys about. And the watching the game, that goes without saying. I mean, that's what we do. We go through that first at bat, good, bad, or indifferent. Let's get back in, look at our iPad, maybe a pitch we had a question with. I completely understand that. As a player, I know myself, I would have been all over that iPad, but there's a time and a place for it. It's not time to watch a movie now. It's time to get done what we got to do, And let's get to that top step. Let's get to a TV where we have the center field feed and watch how he's pitching your teammates. Let's watch and find some tendencies. He went through the lineup one time. What did he do? Did we have success? Did he chop us up pretty good? Because that's going to dictate probably how he pitches to us the second time through. If he had a lot of success, he's probably not going to change. So let's be ready for the way he beat us. On the other side of the coin, man, if we have a big first time through the lineup, he's probably going to change his tendencies the second time through. That's all I'm asking. This is not easy. There's no magic answer to everything, but being as prepared as you possibly can be for each and every at bat, that's where I say there's never an excuse for that. And that's what I found. Teammates of mine, really good teams I've been on, and my most successful times when I really had that plan and executed it. It's a trial and error, but I'm having fun. I didn't think I'd be this stressed out.
What's it like winning, you know, and losing as a player versus a coach?
Oh, man. Way easier as a player. Way easier. And it's never fun. But there's you can find little things when you're a player. Hey, I might have got two hits tonight. We lost the game. I'm okay to get to tomorrow. And I've talked about this a lot. It was one of the big wake-ups for me. And it's now I know what friends of mine that have been coaches, managers, my brother, what he goes through when it's just one loss. And I think, well, come on, it's one game. Well, we rattled off it, you know, coming out of Detroit last time in the homestand, we rattled off 6 out of 7. And that 7th game when we lost, I mean, I truly felt like we just lost 10 in a row. And I'm going, wait a minute. Well, I've got to wake up and go, this game's really hard. We just won 6 out of 7. Why do I feel like this? I never felt like this as a player.
Wow.
It's definitely different. It's just because when you're a staff member and do what we do on the coaching side, we don't have a chance to ever get a hit. You know, a win for us is a hit.
Yep.
So when we lose, we go every 0 for 5 every single time. And that's the only kind of example I can give to what it feels like. A loss really hits harder, and maybe the wins hit harder too. The wins are a little better being in this hitting coach position, but the losses are tougher.
Brett, you mentioned, you know, first time through, second time through. I want to ask you about the third time through, because that's a big talking point around the sport, especially from the pitching side. Teams rarely want to let a pitcher go a third time through the order, but as a hitter,
and you were talking about Leiter the other night,
and with Leiter, you know, third time through, his numbers are not great, but as a hitter, did you notice a real big difference when you saw a starter for the third time through that you had that much more of an advantage?
Absolutely not. In my day, you know, third time through means, man, he's got it going tonight, and we got to find a way to get into that bullpen. Okay, I understand what the numbers bear out, but the numbers are something that are talked about so much. That's another thing. It's like, well, if I tell you enough times that you're not very good the third time through the lineup, you're probably gonna start to believe it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the one thing. I think this technology is great. I think having all this info is great, but there are some downsides to it. The numbers, and that's a perfect example. It's like, well, if I'm a young guy coming up, a young pitcher and a talented pitcher, and I keep told enough times by the numbers and the people, hey, that third time through the lineup, you really struggle. Wow. As soon as it flips, your psyche goes, oh, I'm not good the third time through. Whoa. What are you talking about? Is there enough of a sample size to do that? And that's the one thing I try to get rid of, all the noise. I don't care what the third time's through. This is the at-bat we have. This is, you know, I'm talking from a pitcher's perspective now. What do I have to do to take care of business? This hitter, last time we went this, and this happened. So, okay, maybe we got to do this, and this. That's that pitcher-catcher relationship that I've never had. But as a hitter, man, a lot of times, as far as that preparation and that process, the catcher, in my final analysis of how I was going to approach that, he definitely came into play. Who do I have catching tonight? What's his thought process? If I'm successful on this pitch, is he automatically going to go to the other one? Well, the guys that did that made my job a lot easier. I went up my first at bat and I hit a breaking ball into the gap. Oh, book it next at bat. I'm getting a heater, and I am just on his heater as much as I can be. So those guys are easy. And that's another thing I talk about with hitters, is, hey, watch who's catching tonight. Watch to see how he calls games. Does he tend to do this when he does that, or is he really thinking with you and thinking at a high level and really strategic? So that's important too. These are all things that go into it.
Is that the nicest hotel room you'll be in on the road? Can you remember from your travel? I mean, look at that thing. What is
this nice hotel?
Oh man, that's sweet.
This is the butler suite. I'm kidding. That's the one thing that's nice too. You know, I played in the big leagues a long time and, you know, I grew up with my dad. When I signed, my dad was still in the big leagues when I signed professionally. I played my career and obviously I've got to live what it's like on the big league and the accommodations and it's always been five star. I'll tell you what. I've been out a little bit. I came back. They've upped their game. Everything's beautiful. The food, there's too much food. You know, I'm worried everybody, you know, my kids are here. They joined me in New York and they said, Dad, I brought one of my sons to the ballpark yesterday. And, you know, he said, Dad, you're going to get fat. Well, that's a part of my process. I'm practicing discipline. I walk in and there'll be 15 choices and I'll just run to that fridge and grab a protein shake, and go back to the cage. So that's my way of fighting it right now.
Hey man, absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. Our listeners are glued to all the insight every single week. We'll watch you again tonight. Keep killing it, man. Thank you, Brett.
All right, guys. Thank you.
The Texas Rangers hitting coach every hump day on your home of the Rangers, Brett Boone, 105.3 The Fan. That's Crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece to get you ready for game one tonight after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is there anything from the last 5 minutes that can make it on air in this crosstalk?
Hagee's impression during the break was pretty
good. Shut your mouth, Bobby.
I don't want to tell him again.
Yeah, why don't you show Sean what you just showed me?
Let me see.
Made me laugh.
Bobby, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll have to do that one off air, though.
You guys can't have... I liked your Peyton shot yesterday at the start of your show. That was very good.
He's a good guy.
You guys can't have this much fun with G-Bag.
No.
Right? Look, I have said this a million times.
This is a great crossover. I love this cross talk.
All of the members of the G-Bag Nation. It is a coin flip whether or not they care to participate in crosstalk on a day-to-day basis.
All of them?
It's kind of much.
Even Zach?
You'll get all four of them or maybe none of them. Zach is the most willing.
I could see that.
Broadus is definitely.
Eric?
And Dawson will, like, Dawson knows he leads as the first question is asked, he's responsible for answering the first question. So that is always.
don't y'all not have enough mics for everyone during cross, though?
No, we do.
Now you do.
We do now.
Now you do. Okay.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And what about Eric? It could be hit or miss.
Huh.
But he's always got a sarcastic comment under. A lot of people don't hear it but me, because I'm sitting there waiting for a comment like that. So it's always, I think it's fun crosstalk. I think our crosstalks on the station are fantastic. This one's very fun for me.
What time does that crosstalk usually start? 1:49?
Hey, that's only on Fridays, you sure?
Maybe 1:52.
That's fair on Fridays. I agree with that.
What's coming up on the show?
Oh, man, we got a loaded show today. Brian Ray will join us at 10:20. He's a Dallas Stars TV host and analyst, Emmy Award winner, man who knows everything about hockey. At 12:15-ish today, Marty Turco will join us, and Bruce Bochy at 12:30, and then Nick Harris will join us at 1 o'clock during the C block today.
You going to ask Boch about the strike zone last night?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. Yeah, getting ejected is a fun conversation. I also got to ask him about that bottle of Pappy that he got for his record, moving up on the ladder of all-time wins. Does he need somebody to share that with?
He's now 6 all-time in ejections, too.
Really?
Sweet.
Yeah. Man, that's a good. You really want to be top 5. Because if you're top 5 in that, you've managed a long time.
He even looked really nice doing it yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't take him that serious with the way he walks out of the dugout, too. And then, like, the hand motions are, like, kind of like this. A little, it's just, it's not, you know, I'm like, what a sweetheart. He still looks like a sweetheart.
So
you want me to ask a question, something to the effect of, now, our morning show host, Sean, says, because of the movements of your arms and legs, people can't take you seriously.
No, I prefer not to. Corey, don't rat me out.
I have a tendency to do that.
I thought you have a Cynthia Freeland on today.
I haven't reached out to her yet. I didn't really.
She probably blocked the station after
She's probably yesterday. Furious with us all. There was a question a couple years ago that we asked him about, like, is there a certain word? And he was like, oh, yeah, we know the words. We know which ones we can say that are going to send us.
You know what I mean?
They're like the clubhouse.
Phil Jackson, they called him like the human hanger. Like when Phil like limps on over to you with his
widest shoulders of them.
Yeah. He's like, he always had his arm go like this. It was one wagging arm. Mm-hmm. It felt like, and it's like, all right, is he going off on me there?
Am I
intimidated?
Like late, I don't know if this continued on to Golden State, but like early era Don Nelson, you always knew he was about to get ejected when he like put his hands behind his sport coat and kind of like puffed his stomach out. When he did that, he was about to get ejected.
Said he had six. He had six bullets a year that he could use.
Who did?
Nelson. Big Nelly. Donnie. Oh. Big Nelly. Nelly. Sorry, not Donnie. Nelly. He had six that he could use. Now, that's getting ejected, you know, losing his temper, yelling at the players. You can only do that a handful. You can't do that every day.
He might be the one seed to party with.
Nelly?
And right now, too, in Hawaii, growing and stuff.
The mayor of Maui, I think, is his nickname.
Ooh, yep.
Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson just telling stories how in practice it was either a beer or there might be some Jack in the coffee.
He wouldn't have taken Lucas beer.
He
would have given him a six.
Some more. Had Woody Harrelson rolling joints upstairs in the hotel room. And he's like, go ahead. Woody's back there. And they're smoking with Woody Harrelson. With Nelly, walks around barefoot everywhere.
Apparently. I mean, he would have.
And Junior, you used to go to his parties.
Yeah, he would cut loose a little bit too. Not like Big Dad, not like the dad though. Nelly was on a different level. But I mean, even in this post game press conferences, he'd be in the hallway. And he would just have a beer in his hand.
What are you murmuring about? What's going on?
Yeah,
I know that moan. No, I was just saying, there definitely were some people who thought Donnie was on a different level, right?
Also, today at 1:30, Kenny Cooper, the FC Dallas club ambassador, will be joining the show. Just want to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Since the player's in New York, playing in the Lamar US Hunt Open. U.S. Yeah. Open. So, got
not
that
the
rocking
tennis
today.
Or golf
one. So, we're the guest show of record today, it sounds like.
Oh, well, you might have missed our show, but Stars Green? Is that what you're wearing?
That's right.
You're repping it?
That's
you right. Feel great about the series. You feel better about this series than any of the other two?
Uh-oh.
I feel... No.
Uh-oh. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
No.
But Colorado, you think...
Edmonton's better than Colorado, I think. And they have the unquestioned best player in the world on their team. And their goalie, who's bounced in and out, is playing really well right now. If you can get him on a bad streak again, then you can take over this series. I am concerned. I hope we win. I really, really hope we win.
I felt a lot better after hearing Sean McDonough talk this morning. Like, he just made me feel like we're just as good. Everything for me wants to look at all the potential negatives of the Stars in this, and he made me feel like it's a more balanced series than I feel like it is.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and he just made me feel better about it all, and I'm really excited about not just the now, but the future of the Stars. But he was a fantastic guest, too. Y'all crushed it the last two days with Edmonton conversations.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
Especially yesterday when your Edmonton guest was like, hey, it'd be great if any of the other Stars players showed up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He's right about that.
We had someone complain that guy didn't know what he was talking about yesterday. Like, someone was tweeting me like, get on, who's our boy who makes fun of us for calling? Sevy. Get Sevy on more. The guy yesterday, he was a bum. He didn't know anything.
Well,
I mean, thought he was good.
Obviously Sandler just tweeted that at you?
It's a different perspective. Right, he's looking at it from the Edmonton perspective. Where Sevy would look from the Stars one. So it's a little bit different, but his knowledge was fine.
McDonough called out the same group of people. He even threw Marchman into the mix this morning. So I thought he was pretty dead on with that. The idea of
Marchman loves to take a bad penalty.
Those guys are going to show up eventually in the series. I mean, that's a fingers crossed thing, man. I hope they do because we need them.
Why do you think the Boston Celtics are sniffing around your boy? Why are the Celtics kind of talking to Cooper Flagg?
Yeah.
Are they?
Are
or is
they?
That what one person reported? And then he also said they also talked to Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. And I was like, oh, okay, so your report is that they've talked to all the best players in the draft. Rock on. Like, they can't do anything. What are they going to do? Well, they are going to possibly deal Holiday.
I agree with
Porzingis.
That. Because they got to get off the money.
They got to get off the money.
Neither one of those are anywhere near close to move into that conversation.
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown.
How many? Give me all the Celtic names that it would take for you to think about it.
But Jaylen Brown also has the highest contract in the NBA, so I think that drops the value.
All right, I'm not going to make the money work here. All right, I'm just giving you names, and you tell me when you'll start thinking about it. Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Porzingis for the number one pick.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's
if I do not have to worry about the salary cap,
if you never worry about the salary cap, then yes.
Okay, but I bet a lot of people would still say no.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I mean, that
would be awesome.
If you brought back KP before Luka, I feel like people would be really mad.
That's the Nico 2-3 year window.
That really is.
You're going, throw KP and Drew Holiday in here.
Yeah.
Let me put that in
the trade
machines.
Derek White? What about White?
Incoming salary. They're not going to get rid of White.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if it was... I mean, if it was just Jaylen Brown and Derek White, then you made that deal. Easy.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not doing it. Because of what y'all sold to me of, I want our guy. I want 10 years. I don't care if it brings a ring. You want a 10-year rooting window.
No. I definitely care if you get a ring.
Look, do you?
Yeah.
But didn't you get that feeling after the Luka trade?
Yeah.
People were like,
absolutely.
What did Choppy just throw? What did you throw at him?
But look.
Crumpled up paper?
Yeah, because you don't care about championships. You're like, oh, they're lucky. We've already had this conversation.
I care about my own.
Then why are you trading?
Okay, no. Hold on.
Well,
did you celebrate the Rangers championship?
Yes, but I
prefer. Okay, let's go through the list.
Hang on. Okay. Hang on. I enjoyed 2010 and 2011 more.
Okay.
Even though they were in loss.
Then the Rangers World Series?
Yes.
Do you think most people felt that way?
I think most, if you were like a lifelong Ranger, yes, I think.
Ooh, I doubt.
Because you grow
I don't know
team.
About that.
You were there in 08 when they started showing signs, and then in 09 when they started showing signs, and you see Josh Hamilton come up, and then, bam, 2010, it's like, oh, there's the Cliff Lee trade.
Oh, I thought you meant the Mavericks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, I mean, like,
the Yankees teams, like, the Yankee fans preferred, I think, the Jeter, Posada, Mo, Pettit.
Yeah, because they win
versus
they had
buying
won
everything
all of the time.
They did, but look, I mean, I think if you were to ask a lot of like Yankee fans, they enjoyed the 95 season where Mattingly went to the playoffs the first time and they hadn't been there in like 18 years and they go to the playoffs and they lose, as opposed to the mercenary 09 team that just brought in CC and
I'm not going to tell
Cher,
anybody.
You know what I mean?
A-Rod. I'm not going to tell anybody how to fan. That is shocking to me and goes against the entire concept of sports is to win. Like, this whole Metroplex lost its mind over the Texas Rangers winning the title with such homegrown players as Jordan Montgomery. Oh, wait. Marcus Simeon. Oh, wait.
I mean, you win, but you gotta win, right?
But like the 06, like, obviously I'm not going to take losing to Miami in the finals and that run with homegrown players. But if Dallas beats Miami, for instance, in 06, that's a more satisfying title to me than 2011. Because then I feel like this team that had been built and struggled for 6-7 years finally like scaled them out and was like, we're the best.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that because you're saying title for title.
And 10 right. And 11, if it's titles in 10 and 11 take, would have been more meaningful than 23.
Like you take the title, right? You take the title.
Okay.
But
that's my contention.
It was more fun. The journey of 08 to 2012 for the Rangers was more fun than just a pop of a title.
As long as it's title for title. So I disagree with you about that because you didn't win. If it's title for title, then I'm with you. But the discussion of we want our guy for 10 years, bull crap. I want my championship in 10 years.
This city, if the Mavericks would have gone on some miracle run and won the title this year, I don't think the city would have been thrilled with that title.
I don't agree with that because I think people say things and then they quickly back down.
Boy, there were a lot of people. There were a lot of people angry, like in the moment, like just that they won the first overall pick. There's like, screw Nico, he shouldn't even get happiness, right? So I mean, I don't know. They haven't been able to celebrate that totally.
See, but that's luck. If the Mavericks would have gone on and won the title this year, like maybe they didn't have injuries or whatever, that proves that Nico was right.
Which he's not.
Okay, but if they would have won the title, and you saw what the Lakers did, they floundered in the first round. Now, clearly they did not, so that doesn't prove anything for him. But if they would have won on the back of defense and Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, then would that have not proven that he was correct?
Yeah, he would have.
Got to wait 10 years. Got to wait 5, 10 years.
Well, no, because if Luka wins 4 titles in the next 10 years and you won one, then no, he wasn't right.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
No, what is going to happen? Okay, I'll take that bet.
Oh!
What are you?
Well, I've already won because they didn't win the title this year.
Titles, baby.
What?
He'll win 4 Nathan hot dog eating titles.
Oh, fat joke?
Yeah, it's a fat joke.
The KNC masterpiece is next. We got the game one recap tomorrow. Here are the fellas right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.